This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green
bats tumble. Everyone all set, cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Class, when I say cocked and locked, I've said this many times before, I mean ready for everything, right? Ready for every situation. Be prepared. Get prepared. Bert's with us. Welcome, Bert.
Hey, Vince. Glad to be here on this wonderful Friday. Vince, I think we have an important class today. Vince, do you remember about 10 years ago, and hard to believe we've been on the air over 10 years, but I had an issue with the sports car, and real quick for class, basically I had a BMW sports car, top of the line, you know, very high performance car, and I only drove it pretty much weekends and, you know, fun kind of things. It was, you know, a weekend car, and it was, you know, they had tried a new type of power steering on this particular model for this particular year. It was all-electric power steering, and, well, turns out when the temperature was really hot, let's say 90, and you're on the freeway, the steering would just jerk on its own. I mean, you'd be just driving along, you know, 65, 70 miles an hour, and steering wheel would jerk. And not really a safe thing, but they decided not to do a recall, but if you complained, you could bring it in under warranty, and they'd fix it. But it was a really expensive repair because they had to pull the whole dashboard. I mean, the way they had engineered this meant they had to basically disassemble the dashboard and the whole front of the car in order to get into the steering column and the things they needed to do. So it was very complex, multi-day repair. But the problem was, Vince, if you remember, my BMW was just out of warranty. I only drove it, you know, 500,000 miles a year, whatever, but had just gone out of warranty. And even though, you know, from a miles standpoint, you looked at it, it looked brand new. Well, they said, you know, sorry, you'd have to pay for the repair. Even though, you know, if I had complained 6 months earlier, it would have been covered. So, you know, we made some calls and mentioned, you know, this really should have gone as just a recall, regardless of age. And Vince, I'm happy to say it was taken care of, and the car was great after that. I did just sell it finally a year and a half ago. But Vince, I hate to make this personal about me, but I think these are things the whole class can relate to. I have probably a more serious...
Before you do, Bert, before you do, I just want to flesh this out just a little bit for the class. So I got a call from Bert, and he was in California, and he said he had this two-seater BMW, and it was an expensive car. As he said, it was high performance. He had 1,800 miles, 1,800, less than 2,000 miles on it, and it was just like months out of warranty or a month out of warranty. And he brought it to the dealer. This is as I remember the story, that you brought it to the dealer, and the dealer said, well, we're going to charge you $200 to tell you that it's going to cost $6,000 to fix it, and it's not under warranty. And so you passed on paying $200 for them to tell you that, and you talked to me, and I said, wow, they call BMW North America. So I picked up the phone. I had Bert's VIN, vehicle identification number. I called BMW North America, and I said, I'm just We're going to be talking about this on the radio, and I'm just trying to do my due diligence here, and I want to make sure I have the facts right. I'm just wondering if this is a recall, a national recall issue. Kind of sounds like it. But I just want to make sure I have the facts right. And they said, what's the VIN person's name? I gave them your name, phone number, and the VIN. And the next thing I know, I got a call from you saying, hey, Vin, thanks so much. They're going to fix my car for free. Now, the reason this all happened was because they got all the credit they deserved. They made a faulty product. They knew they made a faulty product. They knew that it was dangerous. They didn't want to admit it openly. And when they heard that we were going to talk about it on the air, the best thing that they could do is do the right thing and fix it for free. Now, this car had 1,800 miles on it. This was a garage queen. This was not something that was beat up and run on the racetrack. None of that. This thing was pampered and loved, but it was defective from Jump Street. That's the way I remember it. And when they heard that I was asking about, it sounds like a national recall to me, they panicked. And that's why they fixed your car.
Yeah, it should have been a national recall, Vince. But I think what, not I think, I mean, the bottom line was, it was a very expensive repair, so they wanted to weasel out of it.
Right, and that's what corporations do. They do not want to fix things that cost them money, because they're in the business of making money. And by the way, class, I work on BMWs. My mother had one. My father had one. My mom had a 3 Series, a 320. My father had a 530. I got to tell you, the brakes are pretty good on them. But they are money pits. They are absolute money pits. And the reason you can find them so inexpensively used is because they're money pits. People can't afford to keep them. So my advice to you is do not buy a BMW. Don't buy one. Unless, you know, money is no object. Unless you can throw money at it over and over and over again. But the cooling systems are miserable. The heads warp because the cooling systems fail. I challenge BMW. If you think I'm saying something that's incorrect, you all come on the air with me and we'll talk about it. Because I'm talking from experience. I'm talking about from turning the wrenches. I know how flaky these things are. From the underside to the top of the roof. Bert, please continue with today's class.
Well, Vince, I have a story a little closer to home now, in more ways than one. So, Vince, you know, I probably the only time I ever broke up on the air was a couple of weeks ago when I told the story how one of my neighbors died tragically in an electric vehicle fire. And I don't want to start again, but mother and child burnt to death because their Tesla EV caught fire and nobody stopped to get them out of the car. And that was one of my neighbors, Vince. So this is a little close to home. So, Vince, you know, I've been a proponent of EVs for a while, and my mind is open. I like them simply from an engineering standpoint, but there's been too many tragic accidents and problems. We've talked about the manufacturing process, the driving process, the recycling process. Well, Vince, cut to the chase. I own a Ford plug-in hybrid, and it's kind of ironic because I said, you know, this is maybe the safer car to own if you want an EV because it's a smaller battery pack and you do have a gas option. So, Vince, to cut to the chase, I get a letter in the mail advising me not to drive my car because it might catch fire, and don't charge my car, don't store it in my garage, don't store it near my house. Well, they didn't quite come out and say don't drive it. They said you can drive it if your electric level is 50% or below, and then it's okay to drive. So, Vince, the car's in my garage. It's 100% charged. So I don't know who wrote that letter, but Vince, if your car is 100% charged and they're saying don't drive it unless it's 50% charged, how do you And then it's okay to, you know, keep driving it, continue driving. How do you get it to 50% charged? Can you figure out who wrote that letter?
Yeah. Yeah. It was probably written with the assistance. This is my guess. I mean, I don't know for a fact. Nobody's invited me into that conference room. But it's probably written by multiple people and approved by multiple people. It just wasn't sent out. And I'm sure it went through the legal department. Pretty sure. So, Bert, here's my question. You got a letter from Ford in the first-class letter in the U.S. Mail?
Yeah.
U.S. Postal Service?
Yeah.
So this letter said, and I'm paraphrasing, don't charge it. Don't drive it unless it has less than half a charge.
Yeah.
And don't park it. And don't park it in your garage, and it's a fire hazard. Is that right?
The letter doesn't say don't park it in your garage, but other articles that had come out from auto websites advise don't park it in your garage. I'm looking right at the letter now, and the bold, bright red part, I guess they consider that the most important, is refrain from charging your vehicle immediately. Maintain a low charge level in the high voltage battery. This will reduce the risk of loss of power and vehicle fire until a remedy is available. And Vince, there is no fix. There is no timeline. There is no anything other than this letter. And Vince, you and I have been around the block before on things like this. I figured I only have 4 lease payments left on this vehicle. I figured in a half hour I'll make a couple of phone calls, say, hey, I can't drive this car. I'll have it towed to the dealer or maybe even risk driving it for the short distance. And let's just, you know, since you don't even know when you can fix it, I'll just turn it in. And this, it's not even a lot of money per month, Vince. I figured it's a no-brainer. Do you know that I could not get anyone, Vince, I called the finance department. They said they will only help me if I, in hardship, have trouble making my payments. In that case, they can work something out. But in this case, they can't and advise me to call the main Ford number. The main Ford number said, oh, no, there's nothing we can do. You need to call the recall department. I call the recall department. You can't even get a person because they said this matter is pending. There's no further update. You just get a computer. You don't even get a human being, and then you get cut off. So just to get a human being, I tried calling the dealer. Couldn't get through to anyone. I think you have a little update on that. But, Vince, frankly, I was a little amazed, Vince, that, I mean, honestly, I figured a big company like Ford, a situation like this, I mean, we're talking about, you know, car catching fire while you're driving it or while it's in your garage, and it seems like a no-brainer. We're talking about less than $1,000 left on my lease total for the 4 payments, Vince. And I figured this is common. This is like a no-brainer. They're going to say, sure. In fact, I figured they might even offer me another car, but not that I want or need one. But, you know, just drive it in. You know, they do that all the time for people that want to get a new car. They go, oh, 4 lease payments, no problem. Vince, I couldn't get anyone to do anything at all. I'm still amazed right now, given the seriousness of the problem.
Amazed? How about livid? How about furious? How about outraged? Well, we come back. I'll tell you what I did. I'll tell you what I did regarding this particular case. And I'm going to name the names. And I'm livid.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Kurt Bertonis is with us, also known as Jim Bertonis. And before I tell you what I did, Bert, are there any other pieces of information, contact information, calls, anything else that we need to flesh out before I say what I did?
Yeah, I did just check, and there was a voicemail from the salesman that originally sold me that car saying that someone was supposed to be calling me and just wondering if anyone got in contact with me, and that was it. And no one no general manager, nobody had called me. So, I guess, and I'm not saying it's really the responsibility of the local dealership because they're kind of caught in the middle on this too. I'm more livid at the corporation. I mean, they send you a letter saying you might die in your car, and then they don't want to talk to you. I mean,
here we go. Well, let me just class. Here's what I did. So Bert called me with this story, and you know that I have been talking about electric vehicles, and you know I've been talking about the safety of them, and I've been talking about them catching on fire by themselves, and when they're charged, and when they're being driven, and you know that Bert talked about one of his other neighbors who had an electric golf cart, and he charged that, and that thing, he had it in a carport with four bays, and that made the news, national news, that this golf cart in Los Gatos, California, caught fire, and
burnt his garage down.
Yeah, and other vehicles, right?
Yep.
So this is two neighbors, okay? So this is two people in the same village where Bert lives with had some serious problems with electric vehicles. Okay, so you know I don't like them. And you know Bert is a proponent of high technology. He lives in the world of high technology. And he invents high technology. So he and I are diametrically opposed to these electric vehicles. I think they are dangerous. I think they're expensive. I think they're environmental disasters. And I would not have one. So when I heard the story about what happened with this Ford hybrid vehicle, I asked him where he bought it. He bought it at Capitol, C-A-P-I-T-O-L, Ford, on Capitol Expressway Auto Mall in San Jose, California. So I asked him who his salesperson was, and he told me it was a guy named Cody Elleman, E-L-E-M-E-N. So I went to the website, and it's CapitolFord.com, and there's Cody's picture. And so I also saw some of the other pictures. Stephanie Malone, M-A-L-O-N-E, she's the general manager. So I called their number yesterday, and I asked to speak to Cody Elleman, and he was the person who helped, he sold the car to Bert. He's a salesperson. And I asked for him, but he was busy. He was busy. So I asked for, went right up to the top, general manager. I went right past Cody Elleman's boss, the sales manager. I went right to the general manager, Stephanie Malone. And while I was being transferred, it seemed like Cody became available, Cody Elleman. And he talked with me. And I said, so, Cody, do you remember Jim Bertonis? So, yeah. I'm paraphrasing class. And he remembered him, and he thought highly of him. And I said, well, Cody, Jim thinks highly of you, too. And I explained why. And I said, there's a problem, and I'm just doing my due diligence because I think he's going to talk about this on the radio, and I just want to make sure I got the facts right. So we talked about the car and the potential for a fire and those kinds of things. And I said, well, here's what he really wants to do. He doesn't want this anymore. This is a hazard. It's dangerous for him to put it in his garage. It's dangerous for him to charge it. It's dangerous for him to drive it. There's a recall with no fix. From what I understand, Ford said there is no fix for it. There's no fix. He has 4 months on the lease left. He's made his payments. There's no problem paying for it, but he doesn't want it, and he wants to bring it over to Capitol Ford and give it to you guys this afternoon. Let's make that happen.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
USA News Update. House Republicans releasing a document they claim is evidence the Bidens were being bribed by a Ukrainian businessman. The White House says those allegations were already investigated by the Justice Department during the Trump administration. There's no end in sight to the heat wave that's roasting much of the U.S. Yesterday, over 90 million people lived in areas experiencing dangerous levels of heat. The California store that sold the winning $1 billion Powerball ticket got a $1 million piece of that jackpot. Whoever won that $1 billion jackpot, though, has a year to claim their prize. The U.S. says Russia laying the groundwork to attack civilian ships in the Black Sea and blame Ukraine. That declaration comes days after Russia backed out of a deal that helped move grain from Ukrainian ports, threatening the global food supply. Corey Myers, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day.
God,
you're
take my. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, we're talking about a Ford recall. And this is the most bizarre thing that I've ever heard of. A recall with no fix. And unless I understand this incorrectly, Ford has announced a recall, but they don't know how to fix the car. They don't know how to fix the car. How is that possible that they'd have a recall with no fix? Well, Stephanie Malone is the general manager of Capital Ford in San Jose, California. They have my phone number. I gave Cody, the salesperson, my phone number. And he said he would call me within 5 minutes or so. And he did. He called me right back to say that they would be contacting Bert. They would contact Bert and let him know what the answer was. But I said, it's really simple. He's got a car that appears to be a death trap. And he shouldn't park it in his garage. He can't drive it, and he can't charge it. So what's he supposed to do with it? He's got four $210 payments, $840 roughly, total due, and he doesn't want this thing because it's dangerous and there's no fix. So the lease requires that he pay for this thing, but not, don't you all be using it. This is nuts. And you would think... you would think that the general manager of this Capital Ford dealership, Capital Ford in San Jose, main phone number looks like 669-832-2998. Looks like that's their number. You would think that they would call and say, Jim, I'm so sorry. Would it be okay if we come pick up that vehicle because we don't want you driving it because of the risk? We'll send a truck and we'll pick it up. We'll tow it over here, and once you come to the lot and pick out something that you'd like us to lend you until we figure out what to do. No call back. Except you did get a message from Cody, the sales guy, saying, "Did anybody call you?"
Yeah.
So Ford didn't contact you. The dealer didn't contact you. There's no fix, but they want you to pay for it, and they haven't responded. So I was at the kitchen table with Mrs. Finelli, my wife, and our son, and I was telling him this story. And our son just said four words. And our son is an auto mechanic. He's degreed. He's a farmer. He's degreed in agriculture. And he's in his 30s, and he just said this: bring it to Walmart. Bring it to Walmart. And Bert, that is almost the same thing that I said to you. Now, you live, and unless you moved, and I didn't know about it, but you live right across the road from a public school, right? Where buses bring the children, and children walk to school, and children are in school. Right, and then isn't there a senior facility right across the road as well?
That's correct, Vince.
Okay, so the last thing you want to do is have one of these cars go into flames, put toxic pollution into the air, black smoke from the plastic, from the battery bank, all that across from a school. Is that right?
Yeah.
So, if you park it on the road, it can be damaged. Somebody can crash into it. If you park it in your garage, you can burn your house down. If you drive it, it can catch on fire. And if you charge it, it can catch on fire. And there's no fix. So
yeah.
I said, my response before I heard what my son said was go to the dollar store and get some of that white liquid shoe polish. And some people might write on the window, for sale, What I would write on there is, recall with no fix. Don't drive it. Don't charge it. Don't put it in the garage. And I would put that on my front lawn. That's what I would do. But what my son said is take it to Walmart and leave it there. And what he meant was with the same signage. Except what he probably would do is put Capital Ford on there. And maybe Stephanie Malone. And maybe her phone number.
And Vince, just to be clear, we're talking about the dealership only because I spent more time than you can believe trying to get through to someone at the National Ford number, at the recall department, at the finance department, and it was something out of Abbott and Costello. They kept pointing to the other department, giving me their number, back and forth. Nobody wanted to talk to me or had any authority or really cared to talk to me anywhere in the entire Ford Motor Company. When I asked to escalate it to a manager, they refused, saying there's nothing a manager can do. It's, this is, the answer would be, this is either out of our department or we can't do anything because there's no additional information available. And
okay, so the reason that I talked to Capital Ford and I talked to the salesperson, and when I talked to him, he said, I don't have the authority to do much. I'm paraphrasing. I said, I know that, Cody Element. I said, I know that. But you work with the people who do have the authority to do something. So you're right there. So when I talk to you, you can relay this message. Now, Bert, seriously, I think you ought to consider what our son said to do. Bam. I think you ought to consider what he said and take it to Walmart. And I'll tell you what else I would do. You have some television stations in the area. And I think you ought to put this on your front lawn or take it to Walmart with the signage and call them up and tell them you're going to be there. Now, of course, the dealership may call and say, you all know that we advertise with your TV station, right? You all know that, right? You remember that? So there may be a conflict there. But I got to tell you, the only way that you're going to get resolution to this quickly is by being the squeaky wheel. By being the squeaky wheel. And if you put this on your front lawn, I mean, nobody can stop you from putting it on your front lawn because you're trying to protect the village. At least that's what it seems like to me. You're trying to prevent your house from burning down, your neighbor's house from burning down. So if it catches on fire in your front lawn, at least maybe they can just destroy your front lawn, maybe your neighbor's front lawn with the fire trucks and all that foam and all that. But maybe you'll protect your neighbor's houses and the school and the children. But this is a mess. And I believe, I can't prove any of this. Guys, don't believe anything I say. Don't believe anything I say. But I believe that Ford knew all about this. I believe they knew this was a problem. And it looks like this isn't just a problem with Ford. This is a problem with electric vehicles and being overcharged. They can't take it. They can't take it. No battery that I know of can take being overcharged. None. It doesn't matter whether it's lithium. It doesn't matter whether it's lead acid construction or whether it's nickel iron. No battery can take being overcharged. It damages them. And if you don't have liquid to keep them cooled, like in a flooded cell, which is what flooded cell, it means, you know, liquid electrolyte, like nickel iron batteries or lead batteries, there's a great possibility of them overheating. And with some of them, hydrogen gas is released, which is explosive. Now, I'm not saying that's the case with all batteries. I'm just saying that overcharging batteries is flat out dangerous. It is so dangerous to have these lithium batteries that for rechargeable flashlights and the Milwaukee battery packs that we have here at the farm, cordless power tools, we only have a couple of them, 18 volts, we only charge them on ceramic floor tiles with rubber feet on them. So in case they overheat, they're not going to burn the house down. These things are dangerous. So here we have a car, and Bert hasn't gotten any resolution. He's called Ford Corporate. They gave him the runaround. And when he says Abbott and Costello, here's what he's talking about. You can look this up. Abbott and Costello had a routine, and it's their most famous hysterical routine. It's called Who's On First. Look it up. Just type in into any search engine, who's on first. And you'll see that this thing goes round and round and round with no resolution. Okay. That's what Bert is talking about, Abbott and Costello. And they were two very famous comedians from the 1950s. So what do? The only thing you can do, Bert, is to help your fellow man bring this to the public's attention. Call radio TV station. Get call into talk radio in San Jose and say, I just want to tell you that I got this problem. And so far, there's no resolution. Now, all Ford has to do, it's so simple. It's an $840 solution. They get the car back. And they stop the payment on the lease, and they don't charge you a penalty. It's as simple as that. They made a defective product, and it looks like they don't know what to do. But the honest and above board and right thing to do, the moral thing to do, would be to take it back and say, I'm so sorry. We don't know what to do.
Yeah, well, that's what surprised me, Vince, is I couldn't... I actually thought Ford would do the right thing right off the bat, have plans for, you know, let's say anybody who had less than a year on their lease or their purchase agreement, just drive it back, right? And, I mean, in my case, they're probably not going to have the fix until my lease is over. You know, I can only drive it if it's not charged, but how, if it's charged, how do you get it to be non-charged? And, Vince, let me also point out, this is a national problem, so it has nothing to do with my part of town or California. These cars were sold all over the nation. So this is a problem, nationwide. So, it's something that affects anybody driving, 2019 or 2020 Ford Fusion Energy.
Uh-huh.
So,
well, let's give Ford credit, seriously. They deserve credit for some of the things that they've done. Ford Motor Company. This is an article from HowStuffWorks.com. HowStuffWorks.com. Quote, these are not my words. Quote, let me stop for a second. Ford made a car called the Pinto, P-I-N-T-O, back in the 70s. Mrs. Finelli had one. She had a Pinto station wagon. It's a great little car from some perspectives. Other perspectives, not so good. One perspective is they put a soft camshaft in it. The camshaft wore out 100,000 miles, and the engine was worn out. That was an intentional design mistake. Actually, it wasn't a mistake. It was intentional design. Forced obsolescence. That's my opinion. Okay, so here's the quote from the article. Quote, did Pintos really explode in the 1970s? That's the headline. End quote. Now, the article goes on to say, quote, the 1971 Ford Pinto was rushed into production to fight imported subcompact cars. In the 1960s and the 1970s, the typical car took 43 months to design and build. The Pinto had just 25. It quickly became obvious that corners were cut. The Pinto's main objectives were size, cost, and ownership, and clear product superiority. End quote. We'll be right back.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Remember what you were doing 4 years ago at this very moment and how much everything changed a year later. We don't live just anywhere. We live on a crowded island with daily news headlines that make our ancestors spin in their graves. And we all know that tougher days lie ahead. So the real question is, do you have a proper supply of emergency food on hand? If not, now's the time to get some, while things are still relatively calm. The company most Americans choose is My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to get yourself a one-week supply of emergency food. It comes in a nifty ammo can that's loaded with delicious meals you'll love. No skimping with these meals, as you'll get 2,000 calories per day. You'll like the special $30 savings available this week only on this one-week supply of emergency food, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full spectrum and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So we want to make sure that Ford gets the credit that Ford deserves. So this article on HowStuffWorks.com says, quote, I'm continuing to quote, quote, it quickly became obvious that corners were cut. The Pinto's main objectives were size, cost of ownership, and clear product superiority defined as characteristics like comfort and appearance. Product superiority for a car built today would likely include some reference to safety, but not then. In fact, in 1977, an anonymous Ford engineer told Mother Jones that the only people at Ford who cared about safety are mostly engineers who have to study a lot of accident reports and look at pictures of burned people. He said Ford ignored safety because it cost time and money, but also because they're afraid the discussion about safety would only cause the car-buying public to worry. Goes on to say, quote, that's why Ford casually sold cars they knew from preliminary crash tests carried a high risk of burning, bursting into flames on impact, and continued to do so for years. The poor design of the Pinto's fuel tank and rear end made it vulnerable to crashes, even at low speed, in which the fuel tank would suffer extreme damage and catch on fire, often trapping the car's occupants inside. 27 people died in Pinto fires, and countless others suffered serious burns. Henry Ford II, who headed up the Ford Motor Company in that era, fought hard against safety regulations, both out of his resentment of the government and his company's bottom line. Ford lobbyists dragged out the battle, even though they've already figured out exactly how much it would cost to protect or replace the Pinto's gas tank using parts Ford stocked and used on other models. Ford said they could fix the Pinto for about $11 per car, but it would cut into their profit too much. It was later revealed that Ford presented the flawed data and bad math to hide even cheaper options to fix the Pinto. Despite Ford's effort, they were ordered by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration to recall the Pinto in 1978. End quote. Bert, that's the company that you're dealing with.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm not saying this is as serious as the Pinto problem, but we don't know, right? I mean, like you said, a recall with no recall. They're not asking you to bring the car back. They certainly don't have a fix. It's a bit perplexing. But then they say, we are not telling you you can't drive the car. So they're basically saying if the car's not charged, you can drive it. Well, since my car is sitting in my garage right now, fully charged, what do I do?
Bert, don't you have another problem that the Highway and Road Department told you that they're going to pave your road and you can't drive on it? You can't get out of your driveway?
I wasn't going to mention that. You can't make this stuff up, but yes, Vince, in a few days, I'm not going to be able for 2 days to go in and out of my driveway. Yes.
So, Bert, it's almost
funny if it wasn't a matter of life and death.
Bert, you know how to get the download of this broadcast. I think you ought to send it to Capital Ford. I think you ought to send it to the board of directors, to the chairman of the board of directors of Ford Motor Company. I'm very serious about this. I think you should send it to them and let them know that this is getting airtime. And here's what happens, class. USA Prepares often comes out with it first, and then other broadcasters pick it up. Then the media picks it up. Then it goes viral. I'm not making this up. This broadcast right now is in the top 50 broadcast as measured by people listening on the Internet in the country. Competing with the biggest of the big. In this time slot, it's in the top 50. So I think that Capital Ford ought to pay attention. They've got a direct line to Ford Motor Company in Michigan, and that phone line ought to be burning up saying, we got a problem. We got a problem, and all we want to do is take this back. Y'all approve it, right? Y'all want to do the right thing, right?
Well, I'm also worried, Vince, about the other 20,000 people that have similar cars. And, you know, what are they thinking right now? And in some cases, this might be their primary vehicle.
So, well, I know a guy who sued Citgo and Orscheln, class action lawsuit, for defrauding the public. I think maybe some lawyers are listening, and I think they may want to pick this up. So this is a serious problem. You know, we've got a recall, but we don't know what to do. And there's nothing we are advising you to do in terms of bring it over and we'll fix it. You know what they might do? They might slow down the charge. They might say, by the way, how far would this thing go on a full charge?
20 to 25 miles.
Really? 20 to 25 miles. So on half a charge, you can go 12 and a half miles? 10 to 12 and a half miles? Is that what you're saying?
That's about it.
Huh. Unbelievable. Well, Bert, I'm not going to ask you. I'm not going to ask you what your thought is about electric vehicles. But, and I'm not going to ask you, would you buy another Ford?
Thanks, Ben.
Yeah.
And thanks, class, for hopefully, again, it's more than just my car. There's 20,000 other people with this vehicle right now affected.
But let me know what happens. I'll report it on the air. If they help you, I'll report it. If they don't, I'll report it.
You got it.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.